This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Star time, bitch.
Yeah, you talking to Star Blah.
You got one star.
I got the original star.
2 months ago.
Yeah, the anchor star.
2 months ago, you got a star. It's not what have you done, it's what have you done for me lately. And lately,
you ain't done nothing. Period.
I said it first.
You never got started.
Jinx. You're hanging out in the break room. Rutz, just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whine. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have a single phone line open right now and folks lined up ready to play. If you're new to the show, here's how it works.
Yeah, but we do.
Kimmy has a post from the neighborhood app that she's going to read out loud. Sent by one of you listeners who we love very much. She's going to remove street names. She's going to remove town references. And while she's reading, we need to listen.
I have to listen.
Because there are clues in that post about where it came from.
Yeah.
What town, neighborhood, village in the greater Rochester area. And because you and me and everyone listening know all the nuances and clues and stereotypes, we're going to figure out where they whining.
Okay.
And we're going to do it like now.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kimmy?
Ready.
Let's do this thing.
I know it's not street festival time just yet, but I have some questions as a potential new vendor. How do I apply for a booth at one of these things? In the last 5 years, my husband has gotten really good at wood carving. Why is that funny?
Wood dick.
It is fun. I was trying not to lie, but it's also funny.
Wood carving dick.
That's your brother, man.
He's a wood carving dick.
He's a wood carving
dick. That nickname would just stick.
Shut up.
This person goes on. Our home is completely overrun by small wooden figurines that we are hoping to sell.
Ow.
It ranges from small animals like birds and chipmunks to mythical creatures like dragons and fairies.
Dragons. Did you just say you're making me laugh.
It's
carving dragon.
Why is that funny?
Who the hell wants a dragon?
Dragon
carving
wood.
Okay, Let me finish reading.
Wouldn't it burn itself up?
You're gonna confuse people.
Dragons aren't real in the first place, you idiot.
Yes, they are. They're with the dinosaurs.
Kimmy, you were saying.
It's a collection that's really starting to take over our house. I told him to put aside a few boxes of the carvings he's willing to part with. We were going to set up a stand at the end of our driveway to sell them, but I didn't want to create a problem for our neighbors. Then,
what, no traffic?
Then I came up with the idea to set up shop at a local summer festival. They are a little plain looking on their own, but I figure if I paint them, it'll really make them come to life and stand out. It's the perfect partnership. He carves, I paint. He tells me I'm ruining the look of the grain in the wood. But I'd like to hear everyone else's opinion on that. I posted some photos to my Facebook, and then this woman links her Facebook page. Let me know if you like them better plain or painted. Also, what you would pay for them. I'm working out pricing details as we speak.
All right. So to be clear, so people don't get all pissed off.
Yeah.
We are looking, Kimmy, for where this post is coming from, where they live, not where the festival would be.
Where they posted it from. Okay. Yeah, right.
This is hard. This is really hard. Tommy, what are you thinking?
So I'm thinking like old guy carving.
Wow, way to go out on a limb, stupid.
And where they've established, I think they were a deeply established older couple.
What do you mean by deeply established?
Like they've been in this neighborhood for 40 years.
They got the roots.
Okay.
Like they've got, their house is full of crap.
Okay.
Nice crap.
Okay.
I'm calling my shot.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to
I'm
do
I'm calling
here.
My shot today. I'm going to say something else today.
You are confident today.
You ain't, you ain't
before
getting
you
this.
Because
you don't know these people.
Before you run your mouth, keep in mind, you got one pick. Kimmy is ready to disqualify your ass because you've been walking a thin line, buddy.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah.
You ain't getting this. This is out of your league because you don't know artists. You don't know carvers.
Shut up.
You don't. You're not wood people. You don't come from wood people. If you hit today.
Yeah.
I'll give up my star.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
So pressure's on.
A lot on
my
the
star
line.
Is up. So you'll be the only holder of a star.
Okay, I want to be clear. This is just for Pat.
Yes,
just for Pat.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Pat gets it today, we're taking your
star
forego off
my
the board like and giving it to Pat.
Baby. My star will be annulled.
Wow. Okay.
Like two of my marriages, they didn't happen, even though they really did happen.
Oh, you know, you're stalling because I feel like you don't have.
Oh no, I got. I'm calling the hood.
Go ahead.
I'm calling a neighborhood.
Go ahead.
But I.
Ah, you
wait.
Bitch!
Oh, you're going back.
No.
Come on.
These people live in Duran Eastman.
So where is that?
So is that city?
Oh, are you going to say two names?
I'm asking for clarification.
You can say one name without being...
I'm asking for clarification.
Official. So you were picking Duran Eastman, so we're going to see where that lies.
I believe that's part of the city.
So you're picking the city of Rochester?
Yes.
So...
The North Coast.
The North Coast? Yeah. What are you, jazz listening, bitch?
I miss that station.
Shut up,
That's when radio was good.
Everybody listening to you misses that station, too. They say your comedy is the smooth jazz of Rochester radio. Sucks and nobody wants it.
Yeah.
All right.
It is a city. Northernmost section of the city of Rochester.
What do we call that neighborhood?
It's Duran Eastman Park. Yeah. You picked a park. I just want to point that out.
We know two dicks that live there.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Nobody lives there.
We know two dicks that live in Duran Eastman.
Nobody lives in the park. Trolls
live
in the park.
Well, it's Duran Eastman.
No, you picked Duran Eastman.
Well, I picked a city, actually.
By the way, the fact that,
It's near the Irondequoit border, but I believe if what you're saying is true, it is the northernmost section of
Duran
the city.
Eastman.
Okay.
Hey, idiot, you already lost, because the fact that Kimmy had to look up where it is tells us that's not the answer.
It's the city.
Okay.
Well, you ain't getting it.
I got it already, and I had it the whole time. No, I was worried that you were getting it. Look, you know you have done, because now you're just doing voices. You suck. This game brings out the worst in everybody.
Just you.
Look, man.
I'm cool.
Look, these are people that live away from society, but they live in a neighborhood.
Yeah, away from society.
The guy carves wood, man. You're not going to be living in the middle like Webster carving wood that you're pulling out of the back of your yard.
Wood in like a millionaire community.
Millionaire wood community?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're not wood person. You don't get wood. I knew people that carve wood. Whittlers. You ain't a whittler.
I know whittlers, bro.
They whining in Hilton.
Oh, my God. That ain't it.
No, it is. I know
right,
it's
that's
Hilton.
Your pick? Right,
it's, no, it is Hilton. Right. You know what we didn't have to do? Look up where my pick was.
Busted West Side Whittling.
Bro, it makes perfect sense. This is someone.
Everybody's whittling Camaros. It's vintage, man.
This is an outdoor community, right? There are people that love to hunt and fish in Hilton, but it's also a community where there would be a neighborhood where they could go to the
whittlers?
End of their driveways. Yes. I'm telling you, man, they whine in Hilton, and I just picked up two stars, you bitch-ass bitch.
You don't get an extra star. I just dropped my star.
Kimmy, he said I got two stars.
No, I said I would forgo my
would
star.
Get
okay, fine, whatever.
Star.
You would be the only star holder of the break room.
You're about to go starless.
I like how he just adds a star.
I love how you just made up a rule and a place where nobody lives.
Duran Eastman people live. and they enjoy life.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick.
Yep.
If you are listening and you're on hold and you hear somebody pick your town you had, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week, no big deal, or pick another town. Okay. If we pick up the phone and you go, oh, it's good, but then I went, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner makes all final calls. You just figured out I've been saying that?
Kind of, yeah.
Say that for like 6 months.
Really?
252-WCMF. Let's start her off with a lady pick.
All right.
Let's see what Christine's got. She's on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
They're whining in Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Because there is a street that has all that stuff usually in the front yard down toward the end.
Okay.
And they go to the town hall where there's a little section of people that have all their woodworking, and they say it's the best, and they don't have far to drive.
Okay, but here's the problem, Christine. I can appreciate you doing your homework, and for the same reasons I picked Hilton, I don't hate that pick. It's a good pick. Problem is, this woman was looking for a place to sell. She didn't already have one, and what you're describing is someone who already knows where to go.
A woodless community.
Yes.
Yeah, but she also travels,
Christine.
I know where I think she's from. So I'm sticking with Henrietta.
You have to because you picked it, but that was, you screwed up bad.
No,
you lost. I'm sorry. No, you've already lost the game, and I'm sorry, Christine.
I think we both lost then, Pat.
Well, no, you stop talking about my pick.
She came
your
with
pick
confidence.
Sucks.
I like Christine.
Christine, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Christine sucks. There she goes. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Pete, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, I'm going for Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
Because it's the, I can't say the town name of the east side.
You bitch. Wait, so wait, that's it? That's all you're going with?
Yeah, Pat. Some of us in the break room actually have a star, and you don't.
Oh, he's part of the star club.
No, but he doesn't have a reason to pick Spencerport, because I feel like maybe somebody already picked the town you were going with, Pete. Is that what happened?
No, I was listening. I had a backup in case, but no, nobody picked my town. And, Pat, I'm sorry, you're still not going to have a star after today, because your pick sucks.
Okay, Pete, great call. Have a good rest of the day. I hate everybody on hold right now, and it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. This game is the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity. And, like, don't sit here and say you don't get passionate, because you scream, too, like an idiot, even though you've got quiet.
You scream after the first sentence of the post.
215-WCMF, let's talk to, let's get another lady pick in.
All right,
making
ladies.
Okay. Alex is on CMF. Alex, where are they whining? Alex, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry.
Where are they whining, Alex?
I guess I'm going with Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
Because the last caller took my pick, honestly.
Gimme.
But we're going to go with Irondequoit because...
Alex. Alex, we said too much.
Yeah, we said. I was going to say...
But she didn't actually say a name.
No, but she was going
to... I picked another town.
No, but
I don't want to hear it.
You
I
told us what the other town was,
Well,
Alex.
Not directly.
She said the last caller picked my
town. But she
town.
Didn't say the name.
Doesn't
well,
matter.
I didn't say the town.
Alex,
what
listen.
What about talking about for them?
Alex, I am not the commissioner. She is, and she has made her rules.
And that's
sorry,
a good
Alex.
Pick.
We have disqualified others in the past for the same thing. So
her
gotta,
pick is good.
We got to stay consistent.
All right, Alex, you've been disqualified. Hang your head in shame. Thanks for the call.
Somebody should jump
it.
On that one.
Run it.
I didn't say which one.
By the way,
okay, he didn't say that was
you
the winner.
Disqualified? Nobody lives in a park, you idiot. White Lady's Castle is was it the White Lady's?
I meant the neighborhood around it.
No, oh, here we go. He's starting to move. Here comes the goalpost. 252-WCMF.
Narc.
Let's talk to Austin. Austin, where are they whining, buddy?
They are whining in Greece.
Why Greece?
Because they seem like the kind of people that will paint squirrels and whittle some wood.
I mean, Greece is so big. I mean, there are parts of Greece where this could happen. It just doesn't feel like Greece to me, Tommy.
Like a guy working like a little wood shop in his basement?
Yeah.
The street that I live on, I do live in Greece, and the street I live on has multiple houses that sell wood carvings and birdhouses.
Wait, you have multiple on your street?
Are you Amish?
Yes, sir. No.
Okay. All right.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, we got you
so
for Greece.
Greece it is.
All right, Greece, we got you for Greece. I hate that pick. That pick sucks.
Yeah, but I didn't realize there was a big carving community out there.
Maybe there's more people carving everywhere than we
I
thought.
I know.
Because that's now.
I don't see it anywhere.
Did a lot of people get into it during COVID, maybe?
Ooh, good question.
COVID carver?
Good question.
All right. Something you could do at home.
No, but Austin's the third call we've taken in 6 calls that said they have witnessed neighborhood carving.
Okay, I have never. I live in an old-ass town.
Yeah.
I don't see no damn wood anywhere.
Yeah, but I hear at your age that starts to happen. 252-WCMF.
Not when your mama's around.
252.
That wood shop is wide open, baby. Here comes the sequoias and the redwoods. Mama's forest is full.
Shut up. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more before we go back and recap everything.
Yo, the bar.
Steve is on CMF. Steve, where are they whining?
I got to go with Victor.
Why Victor?
Well, my ex-father-in-law used to carve birds, and they had frogs and stuff right there. And he was a major bird brain. He was always, that's all he did, it seemed like, was done in his basement with his, what?
How happy were you to get out of that marriage, man?
Yeah, I was pretty happy.
All right, Steve, we got you for a Victor, buddy. Yeah, thanks for the call. All right.
Do we have an oversaturated market here of wooden carvings?
I mean, unless every... Is it like... It must be one in every three old men carve things.
I guess. I thought my brother was unique.
No.
Because he that's amazing work.
No Mulet's ever been unique, except for your mother.
Oh, yeah? How so?
Because she was the grandest whore in all the world.
Jesus
your dead whore mother. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, are you ready to reread the post for the folks that are just joining us?
I sure am.
Okay, before we get... okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Okay.
Give it to you.
I know it's not street festival time just yet, but I have some questions as a potential new vendor. Why are you laughing?
That is last poor joke. But my mother...
How do I apply for a booth at one of these things? In the last 5 years, my husband has gotten really good at wood carving. Our home is completely overrun by small wooden figurines that we are hoping to sell. It ranges from small animals like birds and chipmunks to mythical creatures like dragons and fairies. It's a collection that's really starting to take over the house. I told him to put aside a few boxes of the carvings he's willing to part with. We were going to set up a stand at the end of our driveway to sell them, but I didn't want to create a problem for our neighbors. Then I came up with the idea to set up shop at a local summer festival. They are a little plain looking on their own, but I figure if I paint them, it'll really make them come to life and stand out. It's the perfect partnership. He carves, I paint. He tells me I'm ruining the look of the grain in the wood, but I'd like to hear everyone else's opinion on that. I posted some photos to my Facebook, and then links are Facebook. Let me know if you like them better plain or painted. Also, what you would pay for them. I'm working out the pricing details as we speak.
It's a perfect partnership. He says I'm ruining them. 252-WCMF. All right. Tommy has picked Durand Eastman Park where no human lives, so this might be a deer. I am in Hilton. Christine is out in Henrietta. Pete is in Spencerport, the Pittsford of the West Side. Mm-hmm. Alex tried to pick Irondequoit, but then she disqualified herself, so Irondequoit is still on the board. Austin is in Greece. Steve is in Victor. We have spread. We are not bunching, so we got that going for us. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to James. James, where are they whining, buddy?
East Rochester.
Why?
Well, I know a lot of people like to work with their wood out there, and a couple in particular. And it's got to be...
Right, I thought you were setting up a joke. Wait, that was a legitimate thing you just said, seriously? I know a lot of people that were working with their wood.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. No, I know. Ta-da. Take my wife, please.
It's not.
I don't know. I just got a feeling that, you know, there's a quaint little couple out in East Rochester.
Where do they get the wood from, James? That's not a wood community, man. You don't see a lot of woods out in East Rochester.
Nothing. There's no trees.
East Rochester lumber.
So they went and buy wood. And then they
a two before?
Yeah, and then they carve it into something?
My father was a carpenter and lived out there. There's a lot of masons and carpenters in East Rochester. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they call it the Mason Capital of Rochester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big Italian community.
Sure, sure.
Way back.
James, that pick was terrible. No, that was a terrible pick.
Yeah, I got a dragon made out of cement.
Well, you know what?
Cement dragon? Yeah. Go ahead.
Won't you be surprised?
Oh, yeah, I would, because it sucks. That's what I'm telling you. It sucks, James.
You said cement, right?
Yes, he did. Okay. James, thanks for the call. Have a good rest.
Pat said something else. I was confused.
252-9263. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yo.
Hey, I'm going to say Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
Oh, man.
The main stretch and some of the deliveries I do see stands at people's driveways.
Okay.
I'm going to say Canandaigua. It just feels that way.
Okay, but again, this woman, look, I get using the clues, but this woman said she didn't set up at the end of the driveway, and she hasn't sold
it. She's looking for a place.
Yes, like if other people were selling at their driveway, she wouldn't have felt uncomfortable, Kevin. That's a bad pick. You wasted your call, Kevin.
It's a non-festival town.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know. If I get two stars, then we'll go for it.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Kevin, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right. Let's rip through some here.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time, and I want to give everyone a chance.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's talk to Rammer, where they wind up, buddy.
Morning. I'm picking one nobody ever picks. This is Scottsville.
Rammer, forget the fact that Scottsville's never been an answer.
Yeah.
There are only 17 people that live in Scottsville.
I don't think you've been to Scottsville lately.
Though, I haven't.
There are neighborhoods out there. There's a lot of wood. There's some, you know, part-time farmers that got nothing to do in the winter, so they're carving the wood that they cleaned up out of their field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Scottsville.
Okay. In the time that you just spoke, two more people moved out of Scottsville.
That's great. Three more people are moving in.
Yeah.
That's how real estate works, baby.
Remember, thanks for the call, buddy. I live around the corner from Scottsville. It's not Scottsville.
Oh, you do.
Right? By the way, the gas station in Scottsville robbed last night.
Really?
Yeah.
You sound excited.
No, I know. You were very excited.
Did you hear what happened?
News.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look,
gunpoint.
I'm sorry. Look, I actually did read the story. I should make sure everyone's okay. But it's like one of
those
things.
I had a carved wooden gun.
It was one of those things where it was like, wow, that happened around the corner from my house.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's us on the news.
Yeah. Scottsville's coming up.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Josh. Josh, where they whining, buddy?
I'm going with Ron.
Say that again. Oh, he bailed. Okay. He said, I'm going, Kimmy, the commissioner. He said, I'm going with Iran, and then he went off the air.
That was my bad because I accidentally hit the button when you put him on.
What is his name again?
Josh.
Okay, Josh.
So we're
going
to give it to you, Josh.
Okay. That's the commissioner.
Josh is taking a run to Coit.
All right, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Phil. Phil, where are they whining, buddy?
Pittsburgh.
Why Pittsburgh?
Well, the guy seems kind of like a dick. The lady kind of seems like a nag. But they are worried about their neighbors, and it's a rule in Pittsburgh. You're not allowed to piss off your neighbors.
Ooh.
So you say this couple's a dick and a nag?
Yeah.
Wait,
absolutely.
They're dicking and a nagging?
Or a nagging and a dicking.
Dicking and a nagging. Look, I don't hate that argument. I mean, it's pretty
good argument
on both sides. And, like, this would be one she could, like, sneak under our noses.
And you never see anything out front. Nobody's allowed to put anything, like, for sale out front like that.
How bad would you feel if this was your backyard and you blew it, bro?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean you live in Pittsburgh? Ooh, it's got to be a park where no other people live. Phil hung up on us. He got bored. All right, let's rip off a couple more. 252 right. WCMF. John, where are they whining, buddy? John, you there? John.
You were just there two seconds ago.
John's gone. 252 right. WCMF. Dusty, what's up, brother? Where are they whining?
I think they're probably out there in Parenton.
Okay, Dusty. Just a big Dusty. Parenton, Dusty.
Why Parenton, Dusty?
Just a gut feeling.
Yeah. Jesse's feeling in his gut, Pat. Yo, Jesse gut.
Why are you going to hurt Dusty?
I'm not hurting Dusty. I love Dusty.
He's the dustiest of them all.
He is. He's a redheaded Dusty.
Dusty, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Take it easy.
There goes Dusty. Right.
He's a musty Dusty.
We finish it up the only way we know how.
Oh, yeah.
Man, lucked out 2 weeks ago.
Bring it home.
252 WCMF. Ben has got the last word. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Penfield.
Why Penfield?
They seem like the type that would do that. They got a little bit more space than the surrounding areas spread out and with their little statues and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And gut feeling.
Right.
And also, Tommy seems awfully cranky because he knows his pick is, like, never going to hit on this one. It's just absolutely horrible.
You crack that code there, Benny boy.
I also love Ben.
Dude,
is now
nobody
picking...
lives in the park. Come on.
I also love how Ben is now like picking real towns instead of like Canandaigua, Farmington, because like he flew too close to the sun and back to do it one time.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to take it seriously, guys. And, like, here's that. Ben, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All
right,
have a good.
All right, here we go. Let it stick.
All right.
Tommy said, and Kimmy heard it as this break started.
Mm-hmm.
If I win. Not only do I get my star.
I forego my star.
Your star disappears like it never existed.
Yeah. You will be the only star holder in the break room.
Fantastic. With that being said,
mm-hmm.
Tommy picked Duran Eastman Park.
Well, how bad are you going to feel if you think that pick sucks
yeah.
and you still lose?
Think about that.
I just also want to point out, it's not the first time you've picked it.
It's the second time, and we explained to him that nobody lives in the park.
Well, I mean like the neighborhood area around the park.
No, that's not Duran Eastman Park.
So I just think Duran Eastman next time?
No, you would say Irondequoit.
No, Duran Eastman is a neighborhood.
Is it?
Yes.
Show me where.
We got two buddies that live there.
You literally said Duran Eastman Park.
I like one, sort of.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Bro. Think of the two pompous blowhards we know that live out there.
Well, you're one of them, and you live in Pittsburgh.
All right, think of another.
All right, Tommy's in a park. I'm in Hilton. Christine is in Henrietta. Pete picked Spencerport. Alex wanted Irondequoit, but she disqualified herself. Austin is in Greece. Steve's out in Victor because his ex-father-in-law used to carve stuff. Yeah. James is in East Rochester. They call it Mason City, USA. Mm-hmm. Kevin is out in Canandaigua. Rammer's in Scottsville and got very offended when we made fun of his Scottsville pick. Well, yeah, let me tell you.
Three more move in with three move out.
Josh is in... Okay, I can't read my own writing. I screwed up.
Josh was the Irondequoit.
Irondequoit, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, because I wrote it fast. I'm sorry. So he jumped in on that pick. Phil is in Pittsburgh. Dusty is in Parenton. Ben wraps it up with Penfield. Come the F on. Buckle up. I can see the panic on your face.
You ain't hidden.
I can see the panic on
your
face.
You ain't hidden.
Kimmy, are we ready?
We're ready.
Come on, baby. Let's do this thing.
Chi-Line!
I don't think anybody knows.
Oh, you don't think so? No?
We
got a ton.
I think we missed a big one.
They whining!
What, you think we missed a big one?
A big one. The biggest one.
Kimmy, do we have a winner?
We don't. And Tommy's kind of right, because I can't believe nobody picked this.
All right,
can
on.
I call it?
Well, yeah, it don't count for nothing.
Yeah, I know, but sure, go ahead. Throw it out there.
Webster.
No.
Ah, you suck.
Am I close?
No.
Kind of close.
No. Because this week...
America.
They widen in Brockport.
I handed you a star, and you couldn't take it.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
I can't believe nobody picked it, though.
It was right there. I gave you a star, and you would have been the holder of the only star.
You picked a place nobody lives for the second time.
So I picked a crap pick, and you couldn't beat a crap pick.
No, like Brockport, I wouldn't have gone there, because I know there's neighborhoods in Brockport, but I would have thought...
You are the Lindy of pickers. Back again, and you ain't getting no star.
You just said you liked the Lindy Wildfire this
beat
morning.
You got beat by the stars.
You just said this morning Dallas you liked stars, the Lindy. Right? You got that? You just rambling?
Are you Lindy's rough?
Rambling.
I mean, it was.
And it's going rough.
It was basically, it was Brockport for all the reasons you said it was Hilton.
Damn.
For the record.
It was Brockport.
All right, we're going to take a break.
You'll get him next time,
you
Tiger.
Win nothing. You backed into it one time. You got nothing. You got nothing. I would like to pick a place where nobody lives, please. Maybe a raccoon carve this raccoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tommy, what foods do you feel you need to wash before you eat them?
Well, it's all like fruits and vegetables.
That's it?
That they're loose.
Kimmy, is there something
else? What else would you wash?
Is there something else you feel like you need to wash outside of fruits and vegetables?
No, it's mostly, just the produce, that comes out of the ground.
Well, there are folks saying there is one more food you bring in your house you have
and
to wash.
And is that a fruit or a produce?
No, it's not a fruit, no. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You guys haven't started washing your shredded cheese yet.
What?
No, why would you?
What do you mean,
how
why
do
would you?
How do you wash shredded cheese?
You wash it.
What?
You put it in a colander.
Individually?
No.
But wait, it would clog up the colander.
No, it wouldn't.
I would also think it would make the cheese, like, sticky.
And blech.
Okay, so it turns out that
mushy-ass cheese.
The shredded cheese we buy is covered in stuff to keep it from becoming one big lump of cheese.
Yeah. Sure.
For example, Kraft uses cornstarch. Some companies use potato starch. Other companies use what's called powdered cellulose, which is essentially wood pulp. Now, it's all fine for you. It's not going to hurt you. But folks have decided they want to see what the cheese tastes like without all this stuff on top of it.
Probably tastes like crap.
Why don't you just shred cheese then?
Okay, I don't know.
Shred your own cheese.
That's a great point. Just get a brick of cheese
and
the grater than washing my cheese, Paul.
Why are you getting mad at people washing cheese?
I'm mad that you're washing your cheese.
You haven't seen these videos on social media?
No, I thought you were going to say people washing like their chicken and meats.
So my aunt used to wash chicken when she brought it home.
Which, by the way, you're not supposed to do because you can like spread bacteria all over the kitchen.
Yeah, well, that's why she's no longer here.
But cheese is not something I saw coming.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen these videos because they've been all over like Instagram and TikTok. So,
but it's only shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese because it's covered in like the cornstarch
chemical.
And like I said, no, but that's just it. It's not really. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. Like we eat cornstarch, we eat that cellulose, we eat potato starch. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. Just folks decided they didn't want it, and it's also kind of a magic trick. Like folks like put the water in there, and then they pull the cheese out in the colander, and it's all murky, so it's like, what's in your food, man? And it's cornstarch.
What if it doesn't taste any different, too? You know what I mean?
So I have seen, if you're somebody that makes like homemade mac and cheese or making something where you need the cheese to melt, you're supposed to like shred your own cheese from a block of cheese because of the coating on the shredded cheese.
Oh, don't melt.
It prevents it from like melting fast or something. I don't know. But that's the only
scrub
reason
your
I've
cheese.
Seen... That's the only thing I've seen where it's like, don't use shredded cheese.
But like you said here, and you angrily asked, why don't you shred a block of cheese?
Well, if you're worried about it.
Right, she's right.
Have you ever shred a block of cheese?
Yes, I have. But it was only to make homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, I thought it was like right into your mouth is what you were saying.
No.
I was doing cheese.
No, that's really the only ever time I've done it. I don't mind eating just shredded cheese using that.
Do you eat pre-shredded
cheese?
Okay, I'm not going to ask you this question because you're a bitch.
No, when I was a fat boy, I would dip shredded cheese like skull.
Wait, dip?
I would, man. Just put a little pinch between your cheek and gum.
Kimmy, do you eat shredded cheese out of the bag?
Yeah, who
doesn't? I think everybody has. Especially fat guys.
No. I'm not saying have you. I said do you.
Yeah,
oh, like currently.
Yes.
Oh, she got cheese on her mind.
Worst Willie Nelson song of all time. She's got cheese on her mind. Not how the song goes.
Cheesy river, take me home.
So, like, you'll sit down with a bag of shredded cheese.
Like, if I'm looking for just, like, a little snack, like a little nibble of something, I'm going shredded cheese.
But you got to do it over the sink or
it's
all over
it does
the floor.
Make a mess.
And or you're giving it to your dog.
Okay. But the dog will clean it up. That's what's great about eating, like, nuggets of cheese. So you won't sit on the couch with a bag of shredded cheese. You'll stand over the sink.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a standing snack.
Which one's sadder?
What's that?
Sitting and using a bag of shredded cheese like a box of popcorn or standing over the sink shoving tiny shards of cheese in your face?
I'm an over the sink because I always had a dog in my life.
Okay.
And that little cheese whore is all over you. And I don't want to sit on the couch because I can't sit on the couch with dogs.
Is it going to make too much of a mess?
They're in your face.
Like, plus, if you sat on the couch with a bag of shredded cheese, like, the bag
it's going to get all over the place.
I'm not even worried about getting all over the place. The bag is not big enough where I can sit and be full without making the bag disappear.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? And that would make me feel really bad about myself if I realized in 20 minutes I watched a show and ate an entire bag of shredded cheese.
You ate a pound of shredded cheese.
Which would be easy to do.
Oh, it's so a pound of cheese is nothing.
Put that on a t-shirt sell at the rock shop. 252 WCMF. A new social media trend has people washing their shredded cheese. People are doing this because companies use cornstarch, potato starch, powdered cellulose to keep it from sticking to each other. It's not going to hurt you, but if you watch the video, it's like stunning because if you didn't know it was on there, the water's all like murky and gray when they pull the cheese out after washing it.
So my question is, when you wash your cheese, are you putting it back into a container to use for later, or are you washing it as you use it or eat it?
I would think you would have to use it right after you wash it, because if you put it back in the container,
it's
just going to stick.
Disgusting.
So let's say you're only going to use 4 ounces of cheese.
Yeah.
You'd have to put 4 ounces of cheese into a colander
and rinse it.
No one in the history of cooking has ever only used 4 ounces
of
cheese.
What's that the recipe calls for?
Yeah, great. Now it calls for eight.
All right.
Now it calls for a handful
of
cheese.
You're over cheesing.
Everyone, because there's no such thing as over cheesing, bro. Have you ever had anything in your life where it's like, oh, it's too much cheese?
No, that's true.
Right? Name me one food you ever had in your life where you're like, oh, you know what this needs? Less cheese. Can I get another one of these slightly less cheese on it,
It is
please?
The perfect food.
And it's not terrible for you if you eat it in moderation.
It's full of fat.
Oh, yeah, but it's
It's like
fat.
Pure fat.
You can get them skim cheese sticks that you like to
those
eat.
Those things are, I only say I like those, but I don't like those. Those Weight Watcher cheese sticks, like eating a white candle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.